Now I just learned that first thing I should do is relax, take deep breath, think about it, and approach it with like a cool head.
My name is Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy.
Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast. I'm here in Reykjavik, Iceland, and in this amazing, amazing building with a ton of venture capitalists here in Iceland and entrepreneurs. And I've been getting the special opportunity to meet these extraordinary women in tech. So go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Tatiana Shirokova, and I'm business development director for the flight metasearch called dohop.com. It's an Icelandic company, but we are searching flights for all over the world.
And how do you spell Dohop, in case people want to look it up right now? How do you spell that?
Yeah, sure. It's dohop.com.
And what do they do exactly?
We search for cheapest flights from any city in the world to any city in the world.
Wait, so is it kind of like Skyscanner?
Yeah, kind of.
So like what's the difference?
Skyscanner, we have our unique technology, very smart technology, self-connect, and we search for, if there is a flight from point A to point B with connection anywhere, we will find it, and then we will search for the prices and show you the best price, and then we will, of course, tell you where to buy it.
Yeah, I mean, that's amazing. I mean, I, traveling myself, and now this is like day 53 of my travels.
Wow.
I use Sky, and my last backpacking trip was 4 months going from country to country, and so Skyscanner has been just... I had to use it, so now I'm gonna switch and like
try.
Like, I'm all about the flight deals and finding something super easy. So how did you become involved in technology?
Well, that was interesting, and I think it's actually my husband pushed me in that direction, because my career was I'm from Moscow, Russia. I was born and raised there.
I remember. Привет.
Привет. Как дела? Yeah, so I was living a happy life back in Moscow. And I was running an American branch of a representative company called Discover the World Marketing. And we were representing different hotels, airlines in Russia. And then I came to Iceland once for the conference, business conference of our client, and that's where I met my husband. And 2 years later, we got married, and I had to move here because it was not an option for him to go and live in Russia. So I moved here in 2013, and the first year I was just like looking around what is Iceland and what people do here, what are job options available. And then my husband said, oh, by the way, why don't you try and apply in Dohop? And I was like, well, this is technology company and I'm far away from technology. And he said, well, just send them your CV and see what happens. So that's what I did. And the first talk I had with them was like, well, we don't really have any jobs available, but if we do, we'll give you a call. And then I think it was a month later when they called me and said, well, why don't we talk in more detail? And I was open saying that, like, I don't know much, but I'm willing to learn. So if you give me this opportunity, then I'm in. And that's been 2.5 years ago, and I'm doing business development for them and brought in quite a few good clients and keep on working in this direction.
I think that's it's so important and empowering to hear that, that one, you just have to kind of put it out there. If even if they didn't have any job openings at the time, you just say, I'm interested in a job. And then they did reach out to you. And then being really open and say, hey, listen, I really want to work here and I'm willing to learn, and just putting your whole self out there. I think people, especially in the tech world, feel that they have to be perfect immediately and seem perfect and know everything right away.
Absolutely.
And it's definitely a trait of being female. We think we can't take on something until we know how to do something. But how are we going to learn how to do it?
Yeah, exactly. You know? And that was one of my fears, actually. And when I joined Dohop, there were 10 guys. and I was joining like as a girl. Right. I know that there were girls working before, but at that particular time I was the only girl there, and I was like, Jesus, what's going to happen? How am I going to work here? Because before that I was working in like 80% female companies. But yeah, I should just give a credit to our CTO and CEO, who were patient with me, who explained things, and when I made some mistakes, they just like let me know that it could be done in a different way. So that was a really encouraging thing.
So you feel that your company has really kind of supported you in like a mentorship kind of work culture?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
I found that also. We have an incredible supporter of the Women in Tech podcast called UpGuard, based in Mountain View. And my favorite thing about their company in general, because I've never heard it enhanced so strongly, is that they promote a mentorship work culture. I don't even think I considered that to be a term or a thing before I met them. And now I think it's something that every company should have. And look, it's the same kind of mentorship work culture is what's supporting you and empowering you to become the best you can be.
Yeah, absolutely. And now when I hear, there's lots of talking about that women do not get the same opportunities in the tech world. And most probably that's true. But like for me, I was lucky. I can say that I was lucky, mm-hmm. and I really appreciate that.
You were lucky, but you also went after it.
Yeah.
Nothing came to you.
True.
Yeah.
True. I was just like, I was open to any like suggestions and see what happens, because my life changed quite a lot after moving from Russia to Reykjavik. So I was thinking like, okay, if it's changed now in this way, why can't it change in my career?
In other
I'm
ways.
Really happy, yeah, that I'm in tech. I want to stay there.
I love it. And we were able to meet at the Women in Tech meetup, and I was so happy that you were there. And it's really empowering to hear going from a country that's your home to another country that's everything's completely foreign to you, and then establishing new roots there. I think that's such a powerful warrior thing to do, you know, to just battle through it.
Yeah, but if you do it with open mind, if you do not like limit yourself from the get-go, then you will see that opportunities just show up for you. You just need to see them and go after them.
What steps or tips would you give someone as a first step to moving to a new country or even a new city to start establishing professional roots?
Well, first, from my own experience, mm-hmm. Do not expect it to be the same way that you are used to it. Like, for example, I was used to Moscow kind of networking. It's completely different here, for example. Just be open, see how things work, and adopt if you really want to stay.
And what would you say you've learned about achieving your dreams throughout your life?
I would say that my dreams, well, they kind of changing with the way my life changes. I would put it this way. It's not that I was born and had a dream to become someone in tech world. No, I had no idea about it. But I was happy with my previous job as non-tech person, and now I found something that I really like and enjoy. So just see where life takes you and get the most of it.
What would you say were the biggest learning curves in your new role in technology? Like what was the hardest thing that you know now that you, at that point you were like, how do I learn that?
I think it's like technology piece in general, because it's a different planet. Even though I was working in travel industry before, and this is considered as travel industry, because we search for flights, hotels, and cars, but still it's more of a technology that we're kind of selling. So, I really got interested in technology, and I'm thinking at the moment about learning how to code, for example.
I love it.
I don't know if I'll end up learning it, but maybe starting with some front-end design or something. We'll see.
Hey, listen, that you even know what the term front-end is. Why don't you go ahead and explain what's front-end?
Well, in my understanding, it's much easier than back-end. So front-end is something that you see on the website, like not something, the technology behind it. This is like completely new.
So it's like decorating a showroom and in a, yeah. like when you're walking down the street and you see a bunch of mannequins.
Yeah.
Like front end is like designing clothes, the mannequins. Yeah.
Something like that. That's at least how I understand this.
Totally. I have someone to introduce you to that also wants to learn how to code, who's an amazing woman in tech, but does not know how to code. And so now I think that you guys should go off on the journey together.
I'd like that.
what would you say is a way that you overcome challenges?
First of all, I think I would just try to calm down and not react emotionally, because that was my biggest issue with coping stress when I was back in Moscow. Now I just learned that first thing I should do is relax, take deep breath, think about it, and approach it with like a cool head. And then when you are like not stressed, then you just see different ways out.
100%. Totally. One of my best friend is one of the most logical people on the planet, and I always go to him for advice and like how to be more logical.
Yeah. Logic helps, definitely.
Well, so cool. What do you see what's next for you?
As I mentioned, I would really like to stay in the technology, preferably in the travel technology. Maybe learning coding. I'm starting to learn Icelandic. Since I'm here for almost like 4 years, it's going to be in spring 4 years, I do not really speak Icelandic. And I thought that I'll be fine with English because everyone is speaking English here.
Right.
But now I realize that it's time that I learn Icelandic, actually.
And how can people stay in touch?
I'm on Facebook. I'm Tani Shirokova over there. So yeah, or via email, tatiana@duhop.com.
And can you spell everything for everybody listening?
Yeah, sure. Facebook, Tani, T-A-N-I-E, and my last name is Shirokova, S-H-I-R-O-K-O-V-A. And my email is tatiana@duhop.com, tatiana@dohop.com.
Perfect. Thank you so much for spending time with the Women in Tech podcast.
Thank you for having
me here. You're awesome.
Thank you.
If you guys want to connect with more incredible women in tech, go to womenintechvip.com, which takes you straight to the Women in Tech Facebook group. That's womenintechvip.com. And always feel free to tweet me at Women in Tech Show or at Esprit Devora. I'll see you guys, talk to you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Bye.
This episode of the Women in Tech Show is powered by UpGuard. UpGuard's discovery engine brings visibility to complex IT environments, enabling teams to quickly identify risk, confirm compliance, and make business safer. They are proud supporters and employers of incredible women in tech. To be notified every time a new Women in Tech episode is released, simply text Women in Tech to 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. To support the Women in Tech Show, it's super easy. All you need to do is start doing your Amazon shopping by clicking on this link first, womenintechshow.com/Amazon. That's womenintechshow.com/Amazon. The Women in Tech Show is hosted by Esprit Devora, edited by MKW Films, show notes provided by Carl Marty, music by Jay Huffman Live. The Women in Tech Show is a WeAreTech.fm production.